unless it runs out of gas, which it might do.
Yeah, my car's low on gas, too, and if there are no gas stations open, I don't feel like taking a chance.
Yeah, and I don't think there are any.
Well, I saw one before. I was driving around 8 o'clock.
But I told you that one when I went past it on my way here. It was closed.
It was closed, yeah, but it's not a 24-hour gas station anyway, so it should have been closed at that time.
I don't think it should have been.
Well, I think so.
Because I've seen it open up until 9.
Well, it doesn't really matter at this point. The fact is, we're going to be getting about 18 inches of snow on the ground, maybe even more.
Yeah?
Certainly, a lot of big drifts. Some as high as 4 feet, they say.
Oh, really? That's great. You can go up to the roof of your building and jump off.
Yeah, I'm sure people are doing that right now.
I used to do that in a blizzard of 78. But yeah. We're not going to talk about blizzards all night.
So. No, well, we can talk about snow. Snow doesn't necessarily have to do with blizzards. Because, look, this is kind of a commitment, a long-term commitment here. We've got 18 inches of snow. That's snow on the ground for about 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah. That's true, at least until July.
For quite a while.
Yeah.
And we are going to have to shovel ourselves out of it over the weekend. Have you ever noticed how these things always seem to happen on the weekend?
No.
They do. Remember in 1978, I believe it was 1978, or was that 77 with the two blizzards?
The big blizzard of January 78.
And the one in February, too.
Yeah.
There were two of them.
Yeah.
They both happened on weekends.
I didn't notice.
Yeah, and there were a couple of ice storms that year, and they both happened on weekends.
Mm.
And it just seems to me that's when it always happens. I don't know why.
I don't know why.
It's got something to do with those Soviet satellites.
It must.
Yeah.
1402.
1402?
Yeah, it's the one that crashed.
Oh.
Turn my mic off for a minute.
Okay, you're going to cough? Okay, it came through on my mic anyway.
Yeah, I kind of figured
plus
it would.
We talked about it, so everybody knows what happened.
Well, I just haven't been feeling myself.
No offense intended, but you do sound horrible.
Thank you.
Oh.
I know I sound welcome. Horrible. I'm tape recording this show, and I want to listen to it back when I get well. Whenever it is when I get well, I'm going to listen to this, and I'm going to laugh.
It seems that everybody around here has colds.
Do you?
I don't. That's the point I was going to make. Everyone around here has colds except me.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know. Brienne didn't seem to have a
well,
cold.
Well, you never really were human anyway, so.
Well, no, I do get colds. Just I get them when no one else has them.
Uh-huh.
Which
you always were a nonconformist.
Yeah, I guess that's one thing it indicates. But
yeah.
The other thing it indicates is that I'm getting a virus that is unknown to everybody else, whereas you folks are all pretty much sharing the same cold.
That's right.
It is one virus, and it's hitting you all.
Well, hold on a minute.
Okay. I guess I could say something while you're doing that, sort of take away
the
moment that...
Actually, no, you see, I don't really feel all that bad. When I was sick, you know, at the beginning of the year, I just felt terrible.
Uh-huh.
Now I don't feel bad at all. I just sound terrible.
You'll probably feel bad tomorrow morning.
Why is that?
Well, how'd you feel yesterday?
Not really all that good.
Oh, how about your voice? How'd your voice sound?
Terrible.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, did you hear my show last night?
I heard parts of it, but I heard the music parts.
Oh. Yeah.
And they sounded fine.
Well, because the musical people didn't have any colds, see.
Now, wouldn't that be interesting if somebody recorded an album and they had a cold?
Yeah.
Think of it. Think of the different kind of voice McCartney could get.
Think of it. Yeah.
Or, lots of people. Who's popular these days? Well, George Winston, huh?
Yeah.
So if he had a cold and he recorded an album.
Yeah.
Think of it.
Yeah. Well, since you mentioned George Winston, why don't we mention what's happening here on the 19th of February?
Okay, what's happening here on the 19th of February, 1983?
In the year of the Lord.
Of the Lord in 19 A.D. or something like that.
Yeah.
Continue.
George Winston will play here on the campus of the State University of New York at Stony Brook, right downstairs in the very auditorium of this very building.
That's a week from tomorrow.
A week today.
I'm sorry, Saturday. A week
Saturday,
today.
8 p.m. And the best part is it's a benefit for us.
USB. USB.
Uh-huh. And we get some money out of the deal. But that's, I think the most important part is that we're going to bring George Winston to Long Island.
Yeah. He's never been to Long Island before, eh?
Well, he's been to Long Island, but he's never performed on Long Island.
Ah.
See?
That's good. Well,
he's very familiar with Lynbrook.
It's a really nice Lynbrook, huh?
Yeah.
Why
yes,
Lynbrook?
Yes, I know how Lynbrook got its name.
I don't care anymore. Any particular reason why Lynbrook? I
mean, yes.
Relatives or something?
Friends.
Friends, okay.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I could think of going to Lynbrook. Now, if that's not a good way to get calls from Lynbrook, I don't know what is.
I don't think there is a good way to get calls from Lynbrook on this radio station.
Well, we can't say if you're in Lynbrook, call us, because people will say no. you know, these guys can't tell
us. Oh, we have to insult them?
Yeah, you have to insult people and have them call you up, you know, and say, I objected to that very much. And
but how do you know that they're actually calling from Lynbrook?
You don't, really. You just have to take their word for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you're in Lynbrook, don't call up. That makes them call for you.
Yeah, that's true, too.
But we have...
And we won't give you any prize.
No, absolutely not. We have a bunch of things coming up tonight.
Oh, yeah,
they're of interest.
Big things.
Yeah, great things. The Voice of Long Island always is ready with interesting, different things. And we have something for you tonight that will knock your socks off.
What it is.
It's a segment of The Real World that's coming up in, not too long from now, about 5 more minutes or so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and... It's something that a lot of people out there would probably find objectionable.
Oh, good. So throw your kitties to sleep.
Do that, and maybe you want to go to sleep yourself.
Yeah, turn the radio off if you have impressionable ears.
This is something that, we're warning you now, because we're supposed to warn you when these things are about to be aired. This is something that is not pretty.
It's not at all. It's really true.
It's really
true. It can be offensive to you.
Really true. We're not kidding. They're kidding. They're joking. It's going to be funny or something. We're not kidding.
It's for real.
This is...
And I have nothing to do with this.
Wait a minute. You helped me out in there for 4 hours, Mike. Oh, I'm sorry. For 4 hours, you helped me.
4 hours?
That's right. You stayed out of my way.
Oh,
and that
okay.
helped me.
Okay.
That helped me tremendously in getting this thing put together.
I bet it did.
So, you are an accomplice to this. But no, stay tuned. The Real World is coming up in about 5 minutes. And our telephone number...
Is an incisive report.
Oh, it is. Yes. Yes, it is. Oh, yeah, it is.
Fair code is 516.
Our phone number, 516.
And the rest of it is 246-7901.
That's our phone number. Call us up. Tell us how much snow you're getting.
If you're in Lynbrook.
If you're stranded in a weird place, let us know that, too, and we can laugh at you. Well, not laugh at you, but sort of...
laugh with you.
Yeah, laugh with you, because, well, as far as I'm concerned, I'm stranded here tonight. I don't know.
Oh, you're not going home?
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of snow on the ground out there. I don't know if you've looked.
Yeah,
there's a lot of snow on the ground, and I don't know if my car is into driving through it.
I think mine is, except if I had gas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I might be stranded here with you.
Oh, that could be so much fun. Yeah. All right, well...
Oh, yeah, terribly fun.
We have music here
from Joe Glazer.
Yeah,
Joe. Boy, we've been playing him a lot lately.
Jellybean Blues. Did you play him last week when
I
was in New York?
Yes, I did. I played Moral Majority.
That's what I have queued up. Let me get that up. I was going to play that.
It's a good tune, too.
It's a good thing you told me.
Why
don't you banter for a while I figure something out?
Well, there are plenty of good songs on that album. It's on Collector Records.
How about Get the Government Off Your Back?
That's a good one. I don't think anybody's actually played that. Maybe Mark Stern has.
Okay, let me get that one.
You'll hand me the cover there. Collector Records is not really easy to find around here. You might want to write to them there. I think they're in Silver Spring, Maryland or something like that. But this album has a whole bunch of unsolicited testimonials from Jerry Falwell. Says, God does not listen to this kind of music. From David Stockman, the truly needy can't afford this record, for which they should be truly grateful. President Reagan, how can they say that about a sweet fellow like me? The spirit of Harry Truman says, give him hell, Joe. The spirit of John F. Kennedy says, ask not what your country can do for you. Dash out and buy Joe Glazer's record.
Yeah.
And the spirit of Hubert Humphrey, it's about time someone sock it to this crowd. Those are excuse me for a minute.
Are you ready? Oh, you're going to cough again. Finished?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to hear Get the Government Off Your Back, and maybe we'll hear one more song after that.
I just
popped into my head another song that sounds kind of like that as far as the title goes.
Okay.
Yeah, it might be interesting. And then we'll get into the real world, the objectionable stuff that you should turn your radio off for if you have an objectionable mind.
Here on The Voice
of Long Island.
Now when Reagan was the candidate for president, he told everybody everywhere he went, the main thing wrong with our democracy was the federal government bureaucracy. He said it'd make us healthy, make us wealthy and wise by cutting the bureaucracy down to size. So I voted for Reagan, and that's a fact, 'cause he said, get the government off my back.
He said he'd get the government off my back. Now lately things are not so good in my hometown. The factory where I work has been shut down. It's gonna stay closed till at least December, and my unemployment benefits run out in September. Some congressman said, let's help the unemployed, but Reagan and his buddies were upset and annoyed. Extend unemployment checks, we can't do that, because we gotta get the government off our back. We gotta get the government off our back. Now my daughter worked at what they call a 10-cent store, so you can hardly buy a thing for a dime anymore. But the boss called her and said, I'm sorry, Ruth, but I gotta let you go, and that's the truth. There's no use fretting, there's no use crying. With the factory closed, folks just ain't buying. But Reagan's gonna get things back on the track by getting the government off our back. He's gonna get the government off our back. Well, my dear old daddy, he's losing his farm. He's the guy that never did a single soul any harm. He got flooded out when the rains came late. He couldn't borrow a dollar with the high interest rate. He tried to get some help from the government. They sent him a letter, and here is how it went. You're on your own, sorry, Matt, but we gotta get the government off your back. We gotta get the government off your back. Now, my brother lost his job. His wife did, too. They were absolutely broke with the mortgage overdue. There weren't any jobs either one could find, and the payments on the furniture were months behind. They tried to get on welfare, couldn't make the grade, couldn't even qualify for emergency aid. Now they're living by the railroad in the Hooverville shack, since the Reagan got the government off their back. Since the Reagan got the government off their back. Living by the railroad in the Hooverville shack, since the Reagan got the government off their back.
I'm gonna make it. And now the voice of Long Island journeys outward from its protective shield to visit the real world. This real world segment may be hazardous to your health. Not to mention your moral conscience. For many years now, the telephone company has provided special phone numbers for the use of their customers. These numbers, called dialed service numbers, cost the customer one message unit apiece. And what kind of information can you get from this service? Let's find out.
Scottsdale Park, temperature 22.
Good evening. This is the latest forecast for Nassau and Suffolk counties as of 25 minutes past.
Good evening, Andy Rawls for Sports Phone. We're back with an update next at approximately 10:30, and we have football news at 976-2525. NHL after one in Edmonton, Nordiques and Oilers are tied at one apiece. Goals for Aubrey and Curry.
Hi, I'm so glad you called. This is Phyllis Diller for Dialect Joke. One day, I knew instinctively the house had to be cleaned. We had been married 4 years, so I borrowed a rake. I got all the dirt in one spot, and then I didn't know what to do with it. So I washed it and put it back.
This is WNYC's Big Apple Report. Alternate side of the street parking regulations are suspended for Saturday.
Good evening, at the tone. The time will be 10, 20, and 40 seconds.
All horoscopes for the next day are now changed at 7 p.m. Saturday, February 12th. Hello, Sagittarius. Phoenix and forecast. A new romance could change your entire outlook during this time. You may be unaware of some problems that are going on within the family circle.
The daily number for the New York State Lottery drawn on Friday, February the 11th.
The Dow Jones Weekend Report. True, it snowed on the Rally's parade on Friday. But with a weekend to dry off, analysts say stocks could again take aim at the Dow Jones Industrial Average's closing high.
Altogether, there's room for 100 of these kind of messages in the 976 exchange. But according to many people, there's one too many. Beginning on February 1st, a new service started in the 976 exchange. You may not want to hear this.
Hello, all you sweethearts. This is Gloria Leonard, bringing you a vocal Valentine greeting. Ooh, a present for me? Oh, let me lick that sweet thing. I just love hard candy. This one's an Aldi sucker. Oh, wow. I think I'd pick one that's filled with cream. Lucky me. Thanks for coming. And remember, Crystal will be back in a few days, but she asked me to send you a big wet one. Have a lacy, lacy Valentine's Day.
Word of this telephone number has spread like wildfire in offices and elementary schools, and so have the objections that such a number is so easily available. One local operator said her switchboard was lighting up with complaints all day long. The service is run by a magazine called Live, a subsidiary of High Society, and the phone company has no power to put a stop to this. Gene Connell of the Public Service Commission explains why.
What has taken place is that as a result of the second computer inquiry, which went into effect on January 1st, which was a... something that originated with the Federal Communications Commission. Enhanced services were taken away from the telephone companies. Now, dial-up services would be considered an enhanced service. All of the equipment that formerly was on the company's premises that provided for dial-up joke, the sports phone, the betting results, all of that, had to be removed from the company's premises and brought to whomever was going to be the sponsor. And the part of it is that, by so doing, then the company does not have any control over the content of what's, what the message is going to be. As far as I don't know what this one is that you're talking about. I have heard only recently that there is one of the dial-it numbers does have a message that I guess is of the porno variety, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Well, now there has to be somebody that that oversees just what goes on these public phone lines. If it's not the telephone company, then who is it?
Well, the telephone company, I suppose, would be the first place to go. I think the difficulty is I would have to guess is it a matter of obscenity or profanity? Their tariff does have provisions that say that any such the use of their facilities for any such language could be cause for termination of service.
Now, does this apply just to language or to intonation as well?
Probably to language.
Language only.
Probably. I don't know. If you're looking for a straight answer on that, I would have to have one of our lawyers.
The telephone company then can only terminate this service if there is obscenity. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, there would have to be obscenities, profanity used. I think the other part is that presents a problem is that someone is not calling you; you are calling it.
Yeah.
And you know what you're calling.
Well, this number is going to get spread to all over the place, be written on bathroom walls, and just be common knowledge like the weather and time.
Yeah.
What do you think can be done about that?
Right now, I don't know. That's something that I'm not a lawyer, and I believe that this is totally involved in legality as to what can be done and what can't be done.
Can you tell me something about the lottery that the telephone company had to go through?
Well, what the company did was it took all of its current providers of the service, even though the company was basically the one who had previously been sponsoring the dial-it services, they did have producers who made the different shows or programs, whatever. Those went to the people who had been producing them. And then that left an additional 21 lines available, and the company held a lottery back in January for those additional 21 lines, 12 of which could be put into service immediately, and the remaining 9 would take a couple of months before they would be operational. It was simply a matter of anybody who wanted to be involved submitted their name, and names were pulled out of a bowl.
Was there any criteria to being part of this lottery, a down payment or anything?
No. The company's tariff provides that anybody who is picked via the lottery, that there is no guarantee how long they will be able to utilize the line. The commission is in the process of holding hearings to determine the best method to allocate the available lines. A pre-hearing conference was held in late January. Testimonies will be submitted by representatives of the company and members of staff of the commission. And the next hearing, which will be for a cross-examination of the pre-filed direct testimonies, is scheduled, I believe, for April 4th. And that'll be in the city in the World Trade Center. Now, all of the people who submitted their names to be a part of the lottery and all of the existing producers of programs who were allowed to take over the programs are aware that there is no guarantee beyond year-end 1983 that the current method will remain.
Uh-huh.
And it will all depend what the outcome of the hearings are and what the commission's decision is. whether it should be a lottery or by auction or what.
Now, would it have been possible for an individual person to be a part of this lottery?
Sure.
Uh-huh. How many entrants were there, do you know?
I think there was something like 70, 75, between 75 and 80, I think, was the number of people who were vying for the 21 lines. The other thing is, when you say, could anybody get in it? Yes, but the company's tariff does have some restrictions. For example, sorry about that.
It's okay.
The company's tariff says that your average volume, you must generate a minimum of 100,000 calls a month per channel. Now, if you do that, the company pays to the producer 2 cents per message.
Uh-huh. So this particular company we're talking about must be raking it in about now.
They could be. And if you fell below the 100,000, then you would be charged 5 cents for each call less than the 100,000 calls during the month.
Okay, one final question. I'm sure a lot of our listeners would be interested in commenting in some way on the system, the new systems that they're hearing. How can they do this?
I guess you're asking, how can they comment on the one particular line?
If they so desire, yeah.
Well, they certainly could send letters to the company. They could send letters addressed to the commission. Okay, right now what we're doing is we're looking at the procedure, but we weren't in charge of the lottery except to the extent that we allowed it to take place. The person who did the drawing was John Lindsay, if I remember correctly.
Former mayor.
Former mayor was the one who conducted the drawing. As far as the telephone company, their address would be 1095 8th Avenue of the Americas.
Uh-huh.
New York, and I think it's 10036.
Okay.
They wanted to send letters to the commission. It would be the Department of Public Service, 3 Empire State Plaza, Albany, 12223.
And for those of us who believe that telephones are the most efficient way to get through to people, the phone number for the New York Telephone Company is 212-395-2121. And the number for High Society Magazine, the folks who are putting out this thing in the first place, is 212-247-3971. Their address is 130 West 56th Street, New York, New York. Well, that's all from the real world today. Join us once again, why don't you, when the Voice of Long Island once again takes a look at the real world. Warning, the rest of tonight's programming is inoffensive. Those are the Bluebells, song called Forevermore. Micah, you there?
Oy.
Oh, boy, you're in the other room.
Yeah, I could tell you were just hanging up the phone when you were ending that song.
Yeah, the phone cable kind of hit the turntable.
Speaking
it was
about
a lot of fun.
Speaking about telephones.
Yeah. Incidentally, for all the people who called up, the reason we didn't give out the phone number on the air was because that certainly would not be in good taste. If, however, you're dying of curiosity out there and you need to know this phone number, give us a call and we'll, as a public service, tell you what it is. But don't expect it to be there that much longer. You know, these kind of things have to stop sooner or later.
Do you think it will?
Yeah, I do. I don't think this is going to go on for very long at all because it's just been an amazing amount of complaints about it. Absolutely amazing amount. I bet if I called an operator right now, at this very moment, would tell me about all the complaints that she's getting. Okay? I'm going to do this.
I'll dial it for you.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Here we go.
May I help you?
Yes, operator. I was wondering if you had any information on a certain dial-it service number that's been getting a lot of complaints.
What?
There's a certain dial-it service number, I believe, that...
Yeah.
Oh, you know about it.
Yeah.
Can you tell me something about it, what this involves?
What does it involve?
Yeah, have you gotten a lot of complaints about it, in other words?
Yes, we did get a lot of complaints about it, but we have nothing to do with it. It has nothing to do with the phone company.
Uh-huh. So what do you tell the people who call up?
Pardon me?
What do you tell the people who call up?
Well, nobody tells them that they have to call the number, sir, and you don't have to listen to it either. You know, it's a personal thing. You know, if you want to listen to it, you dial it. If you don't want to listen to it, you don't dial it.
Can you just tell me how many complaints you've gotten?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
A lot, though.
Well, not that many. You know, we've gotten them.
Uh-huh. Okay,
it's
well...
It's evident that the phone is, you know, is giving... that people aren't, you know, pleased with, but like I say, nobody's telling them to dial it.
Okay, well, thanks very much.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. That sort of gives you an idea, doesn't it?
Just a quick idea, yeah.
Everybody knows about it by now.
Yeah.
Everybody knows about it. And the thing is...
I was just impressed. Last Friday night on The Voice of Long Island, I was reading a little bit of a news story concerning that very number. And at that point, I didn't know the number. And I kind of wish I did. Because I would have played it on the air, possibly.
Yeah.
And what was it? Monday, I go into work and somebody says, "Mike, dial this number, 976 blah, 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 blah." And so I called it up. I said, "Aha, you guys found it." And wouldn't you know it, the word of that number just spread around the office like a cancer, like a real big fire, you know.
It's amazing, yeah. It certainly is.
I really think that Live magazine must be really making a lot of money off this deal.
Yeah, well, it's just over 100,000 calls a month. After that, they have to pay 2 cents. The phone company has to pay them 2 cents for each call. So let's say they get 500,000 calls. That's 1 million cents. I don't know what that converts to, but that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I don't think they'll fall under 100,000. What's probably going to happen, and this is my opinion, what's probably going to happen is that the phone company will try to make some kind of a settlement with this company, whereas they get something, but it's not what they have now.
Well, you have it. That's your opinion. How do you think that might happen, huh?
Well, I just don't see how it can continue being in such a public line that everybody will call. Or everybody will suddenly get bored by it.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I can't imagine all of America getting bored, but it can happen, I guess.
No, I think it will happen. I just don't really foresee that number can continue to be a viable... a soundtrack to a magazine.
Okay, there you go then. People will start getting bored and less people will call and it'll just go out of business.
Yeah, that could well be.
That could be it too.
Yeah.
Anyway, if...
Better turn my mic down.
Oh, you're going to cough again.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know how you're finished. You're in the other room, you know.
Give me a couple of seconds. That's
okay, you finished now?
Yeah.
Good. So that's pretty interesting. Now, there was another number in that exchange you wanted to give a try to, right?
Oh, yes.
Why don't you try that up
now? Okay.
Mike's dialing that number. Are you dialing it?
You have to take the phone off the hook first.
Oh, okay, I'll do that. There we go. This is one of the other things you can get for a number that's not working yet.
It's fun.
A lot of them are like this. They do pick up. Trust us.
Trust us?
They do pick up, don't they?
This is a on the Mass Announcement Network. We're on level 14 of the Mass Announcement Network. This is only a test. This is a test message on level 14 of the Mass Announcement Network. This is a test message only. This is only a test.
In case you panic or something, I just keep telling you it's only a test.
Yeah.
What happens if it's not a test? What does it mean then?
Well, tune into your local radio station for news and official information, I guess.
Yeah. So that's something. Now, I have a number for
you. Dial your local dial-it number for news and official information.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a national dial-it service.
That's true. Let's dial that now for information.
There's a whole area code devoted to this stuff.
900.
900 area code. You ever hear about the 900 area code? Well, there's a whole, I mean, you could fill it up. You can have as many numbers that are
That's
in the 212 exchange, all for dial-it service. Of course, they only have about two of them working now.
No, I think there's about three.
Yeah.
Why
don't you give a call to the information service that they
yeah,
have?
Yeah, now, let me just say that the information service only gives the ones that are public numbers.
Oh!
You see, there's other numbers that they don't really give out.
They're non-public numbers.
Are, you know, for instance, remember when Saturday Night Live was doing this thing, whether they should kill the lobster or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, that was interesting. Now, in both occasions, they repeated the show. You couldn't make a long-distance call from anywhere.
Because everybody was trying to dial that number.
That's right, both times.
Either
the second
to save
time,
the lobster or to boil it.
The second time when the program was on tape, those numbers weren't even activated. So
yeah.
The phone company didn't really make any money on it that time.
They just got jammed up. It's great.
Everything got jammed up because everyone was trying to get through and vote.
Yeah. Well, let's dial the...
It would be a good way to vote in the future for, you know, things like candidates, I guess. Whoops, what'd you do?
You didn't dial it. I didn't dial it fast enough. Why don't you hang up and we try again?
Okay. That was a strange sound. I wonder what that was.
It was the off-the-hook signal.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, don't do that.
Merely kidding. Phonesky is ring?
I don't know where this is located.
Turn my mic off for a minute.
Thank you for calling Dial-It 900 service information. The current Dial-It 900 service numbers are... National Sports on 900-976-1313. The U.S. League of Savings Associations, Washington. And Prudential Basia's Action Line, Stock Market and Commodity Update Report on 900-210-2121. A charge of 50.
Okay, we don't need to say how much it costs. Enough advertising for the phone company there. Now, that's a whole area code full of stuff like that, and you can call from any part of the country.
Remember when there was the big Tylenol scare?
Yeah, they had a special Tylenol hotline, and
right.
That one was toll-free.
Yeah.
I don't know why they didn't have a toll-free number. Why did they have to have a 900
that
number?
That one I never could figure out. And remember also...
Possibly because so many people were calling it that they had to have
a whole
bank
special,
of numbers.
Yeah, that could well be.
Probably cheaper for them.
And remember also the space shuttle numbers. Let's see if we can dial them now, in fact.
Space shuttle numbers?
Yeah.
Okay, you
want to
try that?
Yeah.
All right, let's give that a whirl. You can call up and hear the space shuttle communications with Earth. And,
oops, I made a dialing error.
Dialing error. Okay, let's start again. You could hear the whole thing from takeoff to splashdown. Of course, it costs quite a bit if you did that.
Yes.
You know,
50 cents, what was it, 50 cents for the first minute and 35 cents thereafter?
Yeah, but for a while they didn't announce the 35 cents additional.
That's true. That's true.
And they quickly fix that.
Yeah.
We are sorry. We are unable to complete your 900 dial-up service call as dialed. You have not been charged for your call to this announcement.
Why do they talk so carefully?
I don't know.
What are they afraid of saying?
I don't know.
They talk so slowly.
Slowly. That's true.
As if...
But that's a whole other interesting little phenomenon there, too, the whole 900 genre of numbers.
Yeah, now this is going to spread like...
When we thought we got the 800 numbers down, they start giving us 900 numbers.
Yeah, and there's room for more, you know. There's room for the 700 area code, and the 600, and the 500, and then who knows?
You know, I know who's going to take over the 700s.
The 700 Club.
Of course.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I've got a number for you, Mike. I want you to listen to this.
Okay.
Okay. This is one that one of our listeners just told us about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do we have to pay for it?
It's a local call.
Oh.
And it's pretty interesting. Let's listen to it.
Better turn my mic down.
This hearing awareness program is brought to you by the Kiwanis Club of Fayetteville and the West Sayville Pharmacy. Listen closely for four beeps. Are you ready?
Yes. Oh, don't do that.
Now, listen for the same four beeps in the other ear. Are you ready?
Yes.
You should have heard four beeps in each ear, or eight beeps in all. If you fail to hear four beeps in either ear, see your doctor. For information about hearing, write to Dial the Hearing Chairman, Kiwanis Club of Sayville, Post Office Box 128, Sayville 11782.
Yes.
Very interesting.
Dial a hearing chairman or something?
That's a hearing chairman.
That's pretty interesting. Yeah. Now, of course, there could be something wrong with your radio or your reception if you didn't hear four beeps, so don't panic.
They weren't really beeps.
I didn't really hear them myself.
They were wavy tones that went...
Yeah, they did sort of sound like that.
Yeah.
I'll have to call that up on a real telephone and see if my ears work.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we can't give those numbers out over the air. If you really want them, we'll tell you, but call us up and we'll tell you.
I want that one. I'm going to call that one up.
Okay, well, our telephone number, you have to call this number to find out, is area code 516-246-7901. Call that up and I'll tell you what the phone number is, Mike.
Okay.
And that goes for anyone else out there who's interested. So, that's only one of millions of things out there.
You better pick up the phone right now.
Uh-oh. Yeah, USB, hello.
Yes, what is that telephone number?
I can't tell you over the air, Mike.
Oh, thank
I'll
you.
I'll tell
anyway.
You off the air. My goodness. Mike, are you there?
You should have, will you hang...
Okay, someone just phoned in an X-rated joke that I already knew about. a phone number that gives you an X-rated dial-a joke.
Pick up, the phone again.
Again, we can't give that out over the air, but thanks for calling it in. Nonetheless,
pick that...
I'd like to share information like this.
Pick that phone up.
Oh, here's the phone again. Hello, USB.
Yeah, it's only me again.
Wait a minute, you're on both. Okay, go ahead.
What I wanted to do here was just like this.
Oh, don't do that.
Sorry, but it's a great noise. What can I say?
It is a great noise. Yeah. If you have a phone to drop or a number to drop or a number to get, give us a call, 516-246-7901.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, we got snow reports.
We do.
Central Park, as of 10 p.m. Why is it 3 hours late?
Well,
3 hours late, you guys. What's wrong? Someone handed this to me, and it's 3 hours late.
You got all sorts of people standing around a studio there that aren't doing anything. Why don't you get one of them?
3 hours? I mean, what have you been doing? Huh. All right, 10 p.m. As of 10 p.m. in New York State. I mean, we can go out there and say it's 12:55 a.m. and stick a ruler in the ground.
Yeah,
it'll probably disappear, but
yeah.
Well, we can do that anyway. But, all right, we will do that. How's that?
Oh, that's a great idea.
Okay.
You got a ruler hanging?
Yeah, let me just get another piece of caramel corn here. Hmm. That's good stuff. Okay, in Central Park, as of 10 p.m., they had 10 inches. In Kennedy Airport, you want to give a guess, Mike?
8 inches.
10 inches.
Oh, boy.
LaGuardia Airport, you want to give a guess, Mike?
8 inches.
13 inches.
Oh, gosh.
Islip, you want to give a guess, Mike?
8 inches?
Yeah. No more guesses. Hicksville, 13 and a half inches for Hicksville. Suffern, 11 inches. Mount Vernon, 11 inches. And North Bronx, 10 inches.
Hmm.
New Jersey, in Newark, 12 inches, Harrison 12 inches, and Pequannock 14 inches. What a great name. Incidentally, for the folks calling up now, keep ringing the phone. We'll pick up as soon as we stop bantering.
Isn't that a great word?
I like that word.
Yeah.
The Long Island Double R reports there are delays of up to 3 hours of trains leaving New York. LIRR spokesman Mike Charles says service has was interrupted.
He sounds like a DJ, doesn't he?
Mike Charles, yeah. He probably announces the stops on some of the trains. I heard a guy on a train doing that once, trying to sound like one of these top 40 announcers.
Yeah.
Hicksville, Mineola next. Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounded really ridiculous. Anyway, Mike Charles says service was interrupted temporarily between 7 p.m. and 8:15 p.m. because of switch and signal troubles along the line. However, he says trains have been running since 8:15 p.m., and Charlie says the trains are naturally going slower than normal, and people can expect it to take 2 to 3 hours longer in getting home, depending how far out on Long Island they live.
Mm-hmm.
Makes a lot of sense. They always talk in sensible terms, those people. Now, seriously, though, if you are out in the car at this moment, you know how bad it is.
If you're out in the car, beep.
Well, what good is that going to do? They're probably going to cause an accident if they do that.
Can you imagine just all of Long Island beeping at the same time?
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
That would be interesting. In fact, there was an episode of WKRP in Cincinnati where everybody beeped to save some guy in an airplane or something. But that's
did it work? Did it work?
Yeah, it did, in fact.
Oh, wow. Well, of course.
That's something to do with Veterans Day. I'm not really sure.
Better turn my mic off again.
Oh, okay. You're going to cough. Well, while Mike is coughing, let me tell you that it's currently minus 5 degrees. I'm still coughing. Minus 5 degrees. Why don't you turn your own mic off? Can't you do that?
No, I have no way of doing that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Minus 5 degrees Celsius, and that comes out to be 23 on the Fahrenheit. Are you there?
You can bring me back up, yes.
Minus 5 Celsius, 23 Fahrenheit. Tonight, blizzard conditions with heavy snow blowing and drifting, total accumulations of up to 18 inches, with snow drifts of up to 3 to 4 feet, lows in the teens. And it is official at this point, classes at the State University of New York at Stony Brook have been canceled for tomorrow.
So has the session called... Weimar to Hitler, the seminar, the conference has been canceled as well.
Oh, yes, yes. Sponsored by the SUNY Stony Brook History Department.
That's correct.
Postponed, not canceled, Mike. Postponed.
Okay.
Hey. I'll do it again. Tomorrow, coastal flood warnings are in effect for long...
Can you imagine if there was a postal flood warning? Yeah, like right around Christmas.
A postal flood warning?
Yeah. Can you just imagine that? You know, everybody getting their letters in just before Christmas, you know. It's just a flood of letters.
Can I get through this weather forecast? Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Coastal flood warnings are in effect for Long Island Sound and ocean waters. Tides will be rising 3 feet above normal, causing flooding along low-lying coastal sections at times of high tide. Now, tomorrow we're expecting all this snow to end in the morning.
And melt.
All at once. Remaining cloudy, windy, and cold, with blowing and drifting snow continuing due to strong winds. Highs in the mid-20s. Tomorrow night, clearing and cold, lows in the teens. Now, the best part, winds. Northeasterly tonight at 25 to 40 miles an hour. With higher gusts. That's right. Winds remaining northeasterly tomorrow at 15 to 25 miles per hour with stronger gusts. And the outlook for Sunday calls for sunny and cold, highs in the upper 20s. And if you're crazy enough to be out on a boat on a night like this, gale warnings are in effect for tonight for northeast winds at 30 to 40 knots with stronger gusts.
That's right. Hey, do you realize that Long Island Sound didn't even freeze this year?
It didn't freeze?
It didn't freeze last year either.
Really? What does it take for the Long Island Sound to freeze?
Lots of cold weather.
When you say freeze, you mean freeze from here to Connecticut?
Yeah.
It does that?
Every once, like a couple of times every 10 years or so.
Really?
Sure.
Have people walk the whole distance?
Yeah.
I'd like to do that someday, but still, I'd like to have some kind of a backup in case it's not all the way frozen.
That's true, a big life preserver. Now, people, used to cross over.
An electric blanket, too, would be nice.
What would you plug it into?
I don't know, a long extension cord.
It's like walking over on the Bering Strait. Is that the one that connects Alaska to...
Well, you wouldn't want to do that because, you have to go through customs, I think, in the middle of the ocean. And it's pretty rigorous from what I understand.
Yeah.
I'd like to walk to Connecticut. That would be interesting.
Yeah.
That'd be very interesting.
It's only about 17 miles.
And you can imagine you're in the middle of Alaska when you're surrounded by nothing but ice for miles and miles around, and suddenly you decided you've changed your mind.
And you've gone past the point of no return.
There's no pretzel salesman or hot dog stand anywhere in sight. Oh, you're out there for good. Yeah. Well, that'd be nice to try. Did you ever walk out really far?
On the ice?
Yeah.
No, never. Never even was on it. Never. I don't like riding, walking on ice.
Well, I've had a couple of experiences.
I'm not afraid
to talk about them.
I like skating, but not on ponds and rinks. And by the way, it's 1 o'clock, and you're tuned to WUSB.
Stony Brook. Now, I've had a couple of experiences. We have a place here on campus called Roth Pond. Yeah, and many's the time that I've walked across that.
Oh, yeah?
Defying the odds. And just, I made it safely to the other side each time.
Walking around the goldfish.
Yeah.
What
happens to the goldfish?
There are fish in there, right?
There are fish in there, yeah.
They still stay alive.
Even if the lake freezes straight through?
Well, it doesn't freeze straight through, does it?
Well, it's not very deep. It's only about a foot deep.
Oh, maybe it does.
But they always come back every year.
Oh, who knows?
Maybe somebody plants them or something. Well, in any event, we've got more things to do. And, of course, we will be accepting your phone calls.
At 516-246-7901.
That's right. And call us up now. We're going to stop talking and get into some music, and we'll answer all your questions and things like that.
And maybe ask you some.
That's right. That's right. We don't know everything, you know.
That's right.
Sugar Minot on USB, Leaving Babylon, Yowls.
on the plane. I wonder, should I get up and fix myself a drink? No, 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 I'm so tired, I don't know what to do. I'm so tired, my mind is set on you. I wonder, should I call you? But I know what you would do. You'd say, wouldn't you wonder, it's no joke. It's doing me harm, you know I can't sleep. I can't stop the blame, you know it's 3 weeks. I'm going insane, you know I'll give you everything I've got for a little peace of mind. This moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the line of a dark black
wishing for tonight to eat the bacon. Somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy, hitting young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that, he said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy. Her name was McGill, and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy. Now she and her man, who called himself Dan, were in the next room at the hoedown. A Rocky burst in, and grinning a grin, he said, Danny boy, this is a showdown. But Daniel was hot, he drew fast and shot, and Rocky collapsed in the corner. Proceeded to lie on the table. He said, Rocky, you met your match. And Rocky said, Doc, it's only a scratch. And I'll be better, Doc, as soon as I am able. And now Rocky Raccoon, he fell back in his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Gideon checked out, and he left it no doubt, to help with good Rocky's revival. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ticking on the mantel shelf, see the hands are moving, but I'm by myself. I wonder where you are tonight, or why I'm by myself. I don't see you. Does it mean you don't love me anymore? Don't pass me by, don't make me cry, don't make me blue. Cause you know, darling, I love only you. You'll never know it, head to toe. I'll hate to see you go, don't pass me by. Sorry that I doubted you, I was so unfair. You were in a car crash and you lost your hair. You said that you would be late about an hour or two. Well, then that's alright, I'm waiting here, just waiting to hear from you. Don't pass me by, don't make me cry, don't make me blue. You know, darling, I love only you. You never know it, if you don't. I hate to see you go, don't pass me by. Don't make me cry. Don't make me cry, don't make me blue. Cause you know, darling, I love only you. You'll never know it hurts me so. I'll hate to see you go. Don't pass me by.
Do you want? but I say it just to reach you, Julia. Julia, Julia, ocean child calls me, so I sing the song of love. Julia, Julia, seashell eyes, windy smile calls me, so I sing the song of love, Julia. Floating sky is shimmering, glimmering in the sun. Julia, Julia, I can only speak my mind.